You know, several of the people that Kristen sees in or saw in her job not only had macular degeneration or other kinds of problems of that nature, but had eye injuries. And eye injuries can be prevented if you use the right eyewear in most cases. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today as we visit next with Jim LaLuzerne. Great to have him back. He'd been the CEO of five different optic-related companies, president of the largest manufacturer of prescription eyeglasses in the world. He's an inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame, and he comes by every so often to talk with us. Today, we're going to focus a bit on protecting your eyes with different types of eyewear and give you some information on specialty glasses that can help with certain tasks. So, do you have questions about safety eyeglasses or safety glasses? We'll start with that. Are you looking for help with a vision problem? You can join in at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Jim LaLuzerne, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Larry. It's always a lot of fun to be here.
We're talking about vision loss in the first part of the show. Many times it's caused by accidents. Tell us about some of the protective eyewear that's available and what it's designed to do.
Well, Larry, to pick up off of the earlier segment, on an annual basis, there's about 700,000 on-the-job eye injuries.
Wow.
And there's about 125,000 at-home injuries, and there's about 40,000 sports-related injuries. And most of those, with the proper eye protection, could be eliminated. If you're on the job, of course, many companies provide prescription safety eyeglasses or non-prescription safety eyeglasses. And the obvious is impact, an object that would hit the lens or hit your eye. But there's also chemical splash, which is really a big one, especially in the home. A lot of people don't think about that. They take a bottle of bleach and pour it in the dishwasher, or not the dishwasher, but the washing machine or whatever, and that's a pretty nasty chemical. And there's other chemicals. And then dust or dirt or whatever can get in the eye and cause a problem. And then, as I mentioned, the sports-related injuries.
Right.
Kids playing basketball get a finger in the eye. You see a lot of professionals. Basketball players wear those eye protectors.
Yes.
Because fingers and elbows and hands are flying around all the time.
Or even balls sometimes.
Or the ball, yes, like racquetball, for example. The balls are traveling at extremely high speed. They're small. There's been a lot of terrible accidents with those. So it's, first of all, people need to think about that as a possibility. And some people say, well, I have glasses. I'm not worried about it. Well, a regular pair of glasses will probably have some impact resistance. The frames on regular glasses are not designed for impact. Lenses meet a certain test, very low level of impact. Safety eyeglasses, I did this when I was a kid in high school working in the optical laboratory. I used to do a drop ball test, and I literally took a 1-inch diameter steel ball and dropped it on every single lens we made from a height of 50 inches. So a 1-inch steel ball, 50 inches, is a lot of impact, and it had to withstand that. And then in addition to that, it was put into a frame that not only was made much sturdier than most dress eyeglasses, but they had side shields on as well. And a lot of impacts come from the side, or chemical splash comes from the side. So if people would just think about that, and the cost of doing this, a pair of non-prescription safety glasses that are good quality and provide a lot of protection are less than $10. And you can buy them at Menards or Fleet Farm or Home Depot, anything like that. They're very readily available. And just thinking about that alone could save many, many eye injuries.
So there are glasses designed to help visually impaired do certain tasks, are there not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things I always like to say is that 50% of the American population is visually impaired. And in because 50% of us wear eyeglasses.
Yeah, everybody in this studio has glasses.
Yeah, me included. And the important thing is that some of those without glasses 100 years ago would be virtually unable to operate in society. They couldn't drive a car. They couldn't do many things safely. And basic prescription eyeglasses can take the vast majority of those people and make them see as well as anybody that does not need glasses. So it's eyeglasses themselves are a really big optical aid that people just overlook. It's half the population that has that.
Oh, man. Well, technology has changed a lot, or is it?
Well, in the eyeglass part, there's been, I would call, incremental changes over the years. I actually started in the optical business over 55 years ago. It sounds longer than dirt, but and the fundamental pair of eyeglasses and the optics that operate haven't changed in that time. That, you know, it is optics are optics. One of the biggest changes that I've seen in glasses themselves is the change from bifocals to progressive lenses.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody that remembers, and still some people still find it, in some cases it is the best solution. But you had the lens was to see in the distance, and then in the bottom of the lens there was a little window, and that was for reading. And if you looked at anything that wasn't for reading or the distance, it was usually out of focus. And a progressive lens has a continually variable power from the distance to up close. And it replaced bifocals, it replaced trifocals, and really gave people the ability to see near, far, and everywhere in between. That technology started off 30, 40 years ago, pretty crude. Today, there's a lot of companies that, yeah, they make really good ones, and it's very competitive. There's a lot of companies that make different kinds to do that. So,
Steve in Sun Prairie has a question for you. Hi, Steve.
Morning. I have a prescription that I guess is kind of high-powered, and if my frames don't sit exactly right on my face, of course, the lenses aren't exactly right. And I have been using metal frames, figuring that they would be the easiest to adjust. I buy them from a very reputable optical dispensary here in Madison. I've had these for 2 years because I couldn't afford to get new ones. They can never get them adjusted right. So for 2 years, I have not seen correctly. I'm about to get new glasses, and I'm wondering, can you recommend metal, plastic, or something else?
Yeah. Well, that's a very good question. And in my notes, that was one of the things that I wanted to comment on, so thank you for introducing that subject for me. A pair of glasses, not only do you have to get a good exam to begin with and have somebody help you pick out the right frame, get it made correctly, but it has to be fit properly, and as important, it has to be worn proper. So if you had everything else run but right, but then you wore it at the end of your nose, of course you wouldn't see well, and I think that's what you're referring to. A couple things that come to my mind at first. A metal frame, I think you're right in the idea that they're usually lighter weight, and because most of them have adjustable nose pads, temples, they usually are able to be adjusted easier. If you get a plastic frame, you can't usually adjust the nose pads on them. It either sits on your nose or doesn't sit on your nose. Also, sometimes moving the lenses up in relationship to your eyes or down in relationship to your eyes helps in the vision, and you can't do that with a lot of frames. So adjustable nose pads give you the ability to fine-tune that. A couple things. One, if you have a high prescription, it's probably a heavier pair of glasses. Usually it needs thicker lenses to take care of that. if you get a frame that allows the lens to be smaller, in other words, a smaller eye size or frame size, then you would have less weight and it would be easier on your nose and the whole system if you can do that. And so sometimes people pick a frame based on the cosmetics rather than what's, what's best for them. So I would suggest you try to get the smallest frame that you can do that it does the job. And I would talk carefully with the dispenser when you do this, the person that's helping you with the frame, tell them your issues and make sure that they feel comfortable with being able to adjust that frame. Now, a frame properly adjusted, and I think you've probably learned this yourself, the lenses need to be as close to your eye as you can. They need to be tipped in on the bottom just a little bit, and there needs to be what they call face wrap. They need to have a little bit of wrap around your face. That presents the lenses in front of your eye in the proper way.
So there you go, Steve. Some good advice from our guest today, Jim LaLuzerne. Jim comes by every once in a while to talk with us about eyeglass wear, and he will be with us right up till 12:30 today. We'll get to Connie in Portage and maybe to you as well right after we take a look at the news. You stay with us. We'll be right back. Eye injuries can be prevented with the use of the right eyewear. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Great to have back Jim LaLuzerne, CEO of five different optic-related companies, an inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame, and he'll talk with you about eyewear. We'll talk some about protecting your eyes and also give you some information on specialty glasses that can help with certain tasks. Join in with your own questions at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Jim, before we go on to Connie, I know Steve and Sun Prairie had questions about adjusting and getting the right glasses. And did you have anything else to add to that?
There was one thing that I just wanted to add to what I had said. I talked about the frame and how the had to be presented in front of the eye. One of the ways of making sure that that's presented correctly is that your glasses stay up on your face. And the adjustment of the temples, some people call them the arms, but the optical term is the temple, that goes alongside your head and goes behind your ear, you have to have a temple length that's long enough to get around the ear far enough in order to grasp it properly. And it needs to be able to be adjusted just right. Now, some people think that by making it tighter on the head, it's better. Well, it's not really, because the tighter it is, it tends to push the glass. I always call it the watermelon seed. You squeeze a watermelon seed hard enough and it flies out. It's the same kind of thing. You don't get the glasses to stay in the right position by squeezing the head. You get it so it's just snug, but then it actually, that part that wraps around just bumps into the ear at exactly the right spot. If you do it too tight, it pulls it into your face and your nose hurts. So there's a very delicate spot there where it's little tiny, you know, like a millimeter of play, that it's not pulling into your face, but it can't come forward. And a good frame with good adjustment can get that spot, but it's easy to lose that spot. Some people futz with their glasses themselves and actually make it worse. So pay attention to that.
All right, now on to Connie in Portage. Hi, Connie.
Yes, good morning. I have macular degeneration, and I have 20/20 in the right eye, and the left eye I can't see out of. So my optometrist put just plain glass in the left-hand side, and the right-hand side he's, you know, adjusted. But it just seems like I'm so unbalanced all the time, and I'm always squinting. And I wondered if you knew of anything new or on that.
The choice to put a lens in the eye that has no power is some people agree with that and some people do it the other way. They still put the closest thing they can to the where they think the eye would be. And usually with macular degeneration, you still have some peripheral vision and some sense of movement. And if you're finding that you have a problem with that, I would ask him to get the closest he could to what your eye would have been or, you know, had been before you had macular degeneration. In some cases, they can actually figure out, even though you can't see something in focus, they can put it in focus. And then there's also the physical balancing of the lenses from a weight standpoint. And if you put a strong lens in one side and no power in the other, it's going to tilt to the left or tilt to the right. So I would ask your doctor if he could try to match them up and see if that helps.
There you go, Connie. Thank you very much. Shane in Madison, your turn now. Hi, Shane.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had glasses at the age of 17. I'm 65 now. And I had cataract surgery, and at his recommendation, he didn't correct the vision in my right eye. He gave me sort of what I had, but there was a brief period where I had perfect vision before I went to the follow-up, and I thought, oh, my God, if I could only have this. So he did correct the vision in my left eye. My right eye since has sort of gotten lazy, and I have some floaters, and the vision has gotten progressively worse, I think, because I'm not really using it. I'm using my left eye mostly. So I'm going to go back and get glasses, and I don't regret that because I was a remodeler for most of my life and probably saved myself from injury. Are there products that look like glasses, but they're safety?
Well, they make safety eyeglasses that have no power, yes. Is that the question? Or
do they have corrected lenses that don't look like safety glasses that can...
Oh, I see. You're looking for a pair of glasses that actually meet the ANSI standards for safety, but might fool somebody into thinking they're not.
Yeah.
Is that it? they make some very, very stylish safety glasses. The one issue is that some of those still have side shields. And there's a lot of injuries that are caused by things coming around, but in many of those you could take them off. So there's nothing that says that you couldn't get a pair of safety eyeglasses that were more stylish. You would be protected better from the front, and you could either – some of them have removable side shields, so you could – put them on if you were going to work in the shop, mm-hmm. and take them off if you were going to go to the store.
Oh, so that's a really good
possible solution. Yeah. Yes,
possible solution. There you go, Shane. And any optometrist,
sure,
they would know.
Every optometrist optical shop has safety eyeglasses, and there is quite a wide variety of styles available.
So there you are, Shane. Thank you for calling. Jerry in West Alice, we'll go to you next. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. It must be a weird last day. I'm a piano player who had successful cataract surgery, and I can see eagles in the sky, but I can't go to Pick and Save without my readers. Right? So the thing of it is when I'm reading music, it's the other way around. The music is on top. My fingers are on the bottom. And I asked an eyeglass maker to reverse him, and he said, well, no, you need a special prescription for that. And it's just like 125s. I want them reversed the way the readers.
Yes, I understand. Well, first of all, see like an eagle and can't go to the store. I'm in that crowd, and I think a lot of us are. So you do My cataract surgery was very successful, and I see wonderfully in the distance without glasses, but I do, and I used glasses my whole life prior to that, but I do have to wear reading glasses. What I do wear, though, is I have a pair of progressive, for myself, I have progressive lenses. The upper part is for the distance, and there's no power in that. The middle part is for maybe 30 inches away, and the bottom part is for reading at about 15 or 16 inches. And those are prescription glasses. Again, no power in the top, reading in the bottom, and in the middle, in the middle. Years ago, we used to make a lot of glasses for people that played piano. And what they did is the keys were close. It's kind of like working on a computer. You got a keyboard in front. The computer with the music is out 30 inches or so, and then you've got the distance. And a pair of progressive lenses, everyday progressive lenses, would probably work quite well. You could also get a pair of glasses that are task-specific that would only be the computer screen and the keyboard, but you couldn't wear them for the distance. You know, you could look over the top of them, I suppose, or take them off. But those are pretty readily available. So my advice would be find a doctor or an optician that you work with and explain, if you can tell them the distance in inches from where you want to see close, where you want to see intermediate, they can work out the math and give you a lens that does that.
Yeah, there's no reason why they couldn't. Thank you, Jerry, for calling. And Gail in Watertown, your turn now. Hi, Gail.
Hello. I'm calling because I sweat a lot, and I get so tired of my glasses coming off when I'm doing housework. I was thinking of getting the temples that are like half a C and wrap around your ear.
Yes.
Would you recommend that?
I had a pair of those for many years when I was in the Army, and I was doing, very active stuff and running around, and they worked very well. They're not available on all glasses, but just remember what I said before about temples that are properly fit. You want it to come around the ear and hold on the ear, but not so tight that it pulls the front of the eyeglasses into your face or you'll have a sore nose. So those are very good. I think they have a very definite purpose. If you could not find those in a frame that you liked, then make sure you get the temples long enough and that the dispenser kind of does the same thing instead of being spring-loaded, but he can bend it carefully so that it wraps around your ear in the same way.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. Gail, thank you so much. You can join in, too, by the way. Open lines get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Gary in Iron River emailed to say that he finds the competence of techs at eyeglass sellers highly variable. Before buying from a place, he asks them to fit an older pair of glasses with a metal frame and adjustable nose pads that are bent out of adjustment. Many fail this test, he says. He says if they pass the test, he buys from their establishment, and they do a good job of fitting the new pair.
Well, I like his idea. I think it's great. And I think if more people did that, you might upgrade the quality of the people doing the dispensing. In defense of the people that are trying to do it, very often the frame that the patient wants is not always
what's best for them.
What's best for them. And so many times they're doing their very best in tough circumstances. So I have been in their shoes, and give me a chance to do my best. But there are, his point, I think, is right. There's a lot of variability in the technical skills of the people that do this stuff.
Yeah. Michael in Appleton, it's your turn now. Hi, Michael.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a really tough and annoying problem, and it has to do with a slab on a new pair of lenses. Whatever a slab is, it's not something I really understand. But I understand this: if it's not done correctly, I end up with a double vision. And I'm wondering, first of all, is it possible to get that slab corrected? And secondly, will I get used to the problem? Will the double vision sort of work itself out and go away?
I'll try to explain the best I can what a slab is and then try to answer your question. A slab off is done on a pair of lenses where you have a distance correction in the top and some kind of a reading correction in the bottom. And what happens when they can, not quite easily, but routinely correct so that when you look in the distance, that if your eyes aren't tracking properly, they can put prism in the lens in order to give you a single image as the brain puts the two images together for the distance. On a normal pair of glasses, when they look down into the reading area, they're automatically adjusted so that you can also see a single image on the bottom. Some people's eyes, because of the prescription or because of the way they're made, don't track properly to put that reading image together. So by putting a slab, the name comes from they put a slab of glass on it when they grind it and then put a different prism on the bottom of the lens than they do on the top of the lens. And it's a difficult process. I said I was in the optical laboratory business for well over 50 years, and for part of that time, I worked in our specials lab, and we did that all day long. And it was, first of all, the doctor had to understand exactly what you needed, and that was difficult. And then we had to be able to produce it, and that was difficult. So if he's onto it and trying to fix it, that's a good sign. But if it's not doing it, then he needs to do either more or less. And sometimes it has to do with adjustments. We talked about frame adjustment before, how it had to be close to the face, and you had to have some face wrap and things like that. Sometimes it can be fixed with adjustments. Sometimes it has to change the amount of slab on the lens. I hope that helps.
Yeah, and he can make adjustments in that.
Yes, they might have to make a new lens. And it's not always easy. The doctor might have to decide a different amount, and then that amount would have to be done. The labs, it's a difficult process, but the labs do it all the time. And hopefully they did it correctly, but it's possible that they did not, and that should be checked out as well.
And it's not, as Michael was asking, is my brain going to get used to this, and am I going to...
Well, you need a little while to... anytime that happens, the brain takes a while to try to resolve that. It's like when you get a new pair of glasses.
Yeah.
If your prescription changed, first time you put them on, you do a little bit of a wiggle and around, and then after a couple days, it's just fine. So there is some of that. There is a learning curve that comes with it. But if it's weeks and it hasn't happened yet, then you need to go back and talk to him about it.
There you go, Michael. Good luck. Thank you for calling. Mary in Greendale, your turn. Hi, Mary.
Hi. This might be similar to the last question asked, but my husband's had progressive glasses for years, and they have gotten more difficult to do reading, and he just got new glasses recently, and it still is hard for him to read with the progressive, and said that, you know, he may need to just go and get the cheater glasses at a higher strength or something. But otherwise, you know, he uses a magnifying glass. Is there anything that, can't they do the eyeglasses where it would be as easy to read as it is to see distance?
Well, it should be. And glasses are designed to see just as well in the reading as they are in the distance. As you get older, the amount of power in the reading area increases, and that's pretty normal. And so they just change the numbers, and it works out. If he was a happy progressive lens wearer in the past, unless there's something like cataracts or some other visual problem, he should be able to be made happy today with progressive lens. So this is one of those things where I think you got to go back and make sure the doctor understands it, and I would ask them to try to explain why it works before and why it's not working now. If it's something like cataracts, well, then he has to deal with that. Otherwise, if the glasses are fit properly, again, it has to be presented in front of the face properly, the face wrap, the closeness. I would go back with what you just told me and see if they can do a better job for you.
Yeah, there you go. These over-the-counter reading glasses, a lot of people, that's what I started with a long time ago. And when do you know it's time to see a professional?
Well, I think it's important that people, especially if you're in reading glass age, that you get your eyes examined every 2-3 years. You know, it's a lot of people put it off. You know, a dentist, when it hurts, you go to the dentist. With the eye doctor, sometimes people, it doesn't hurt. You just get tired. So it's important that you get an eye exam, and then they can tell you. But over-the-counter reading glasses work great for a lot of people. And there's no harm done with the glasses, you know, except that maybe you could see better if you got prescription reading glasses. In a prescription reading glass, you know, first of all, not everybody has the same power in the right eye and the left eye.
Right.
But in reading, prescription reading glasses have exactly the same power in both sides. Also, if you have any astigmatism, there is no astigmatism correction in it. The amount of power, it varies. I actually have about 4 different powered reading glasses, and I keep them for different tasks I do. I keep one by my nightstand. I keep one by, you know, my computer, you know, for different things like that. But basically, there's no problem with them, except if there's an underlying issue, you really need to see a professional.
And on that note, Jim, it is always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much. Will you come back and be with us again?
I sure will, Larry.
Thank you so much. Jim LaLuzerne, CEO of 5 different optic-related companies in his career, president of the largest manufacturer of prescription eyeglasses in the world, and an inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame. He'll be back. We'll do it again. Tomorrow at this time, Wisconsin DNR Secretary Preston Cole joins us to talk about the past, present, and future of the agency. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and please stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.